Good morning and welcome to our worship service on this last Sunday in August. If you were given the choice later today between having a bowl of ice cream or taking a walk around the park, which one would you choose? Now to some, the answer might be easy. To others, the answer might come with guilt. No guilt necessary. Why not do both? Physical exercise is important, just as even more so important is spiritual exercise. Today, through our readings, we are reminded yet again why such exercise is important. So enjoy your workout. I raise a bulletin to your health. The bulletin can be found on our worship, Staying Connected to God's Word links on our website. It can also be retrieved from the email, which is sent out each weekend to those who are on our email list. If you want to get on that list, please contact our church office. God's blessings on your worship this morning and also throughout the week. Praise Him, from whom all blessings flow. We turn our attention to our opening hymn, The Love of Christ Who Died for Me. It's from Christian Worship Supplement, number 749. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift of grace that we come into your presence and offer true and faithful service. Grant that our worship on earth may always be pleasing to you, and in the life to come, give us the fulfillment of what you promised. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're at the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, and our first lesson comes to us from the book of Joshua, the second chapter, reminding us of the fact that salvation indeed does change lives. We hear this word. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. Now the men had said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. The word of the Lord. We now sing a couple of verses from I Hear the Savior Calling, Christian Worship, number 560.
My eyes once closed.
Salvation is a gift, so let us not take it for granted. A reminder of this from Romans 11. I am talking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I take pride in my ministry, in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient, in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience, so that he may have mercy on them all. The word of the Lord. As already evidenced in the first two readings for this Sunday, salvation is indeed meant for all people, and that truth is carried out in our gospel reading from Matthew 15. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the gospel of the Lord. Our next hymn is "Rise, O Light of Gentile Nations," Christian worship, number 577.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father, through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus our attention back on the gospel reading for this Sunday after Pentecost. So we hear once again these words from Matthew 15. Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who through the working of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, brings us and keeps us in that one true faith. How many of you have already run or biked 10 plus miles this morning? Some of you might say that is an insane thing to do. Well, others of you are thinking, I wish I could do such a thing, or man, that was easy and I can't wait to get back at it again tomorrow. Well, exercise of any sort is not a dirty word. Maybe while we are exercising it is, but overall, exercise is meant to help the body and the mind. Now, how much one exercises and in what form one exercises, well, that will vary from person to person and need to need. Keep in mind, it is good stewardship of our God-given bodies and minds to exercise both the body and the mind as long as we are able to do so, because there will come a time when we will not be in a position to exercise the body and or the mind. So let us not take for granted the ability to do so while that opportunity is still with us. While we all will have to leave this world, we are not to do anything that would intentionally hasten this departure. Only God is, and only God is to be, the author and of life and of death. Now, with that said, there is another exercise each one of us are to be mindful of and to do. And this one has to do with our spiritual side, whether we believe we have one or not. This kind of exercise we can do even if we are not physically fit or mentally fit. This one will still provide benefits if we cannot any longer mentally exercise. So what is this exercise involved? Let's take a look at our Savior's advice and heed it once again, following this simple way of life. Exercise your faith, bottom line. And here are a couple of ways that we can do that. Persistence with Jesus, as well as not keeping Jesus to self. Persistence with Jesus. First of all, in prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. We don't need necessarily to have our hands folded or our heads bowed or our eyes closed or face a certain direction. Just simply talk to Jesus about what's on your heart and mind. And how are we in a position to simply talk to Jesus? Well, God got this started, this ability to just talk to Him. He got it started by His act of mercy, clearly evidenced in the redeeming work of His one and only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So be persistent with Jesus in prayer. Faith, God-given faith, turns to Jesus. And we should turn to Jesus not when we feel we have a need for Him, but we ought to turn to Jesus at all times to give Him thanks for each and every day we are physically fit, mentally fit, spiritually fit, realizing there's always room for growth and realizing one day we may not be able to exercise physically, and our mind may not be able to exercise. And one day, by the grace of God, the spiritual exercise will take place in heaven. So turn to Jesus, not as a last option, but as a first resort. He has promised to hear our prayers and to answer our prayers as He knows best for us. Now, in relation to our text, we may have a spiritual need, a physical need, and a mental need. Jesus is not dismissing the earthly means that He has put at our disposal to deal with our spiritual, to deal with our physical, and to deal with our mental needs. He has given us His Word. He has given us pastors and teachers. He has given us Christian counselors. He has given us secular counselors who can also be of help to us as we're dealing with certain issues. He has given us doctors and nurses and other facilities to help with our medical means. Not to replace Jesus, but to show the love of Jesus for our overall well-being. So be persistent with Jesus. Exercise your faith in prayer, not giving up. Exercise is hard, right? And it's meant to be in a way, because with that pain comes gain. It's no different for us spiritually. The Lord God allows tests in our lives so that we will be persistent with Him in prayer. That's what He wants from us. He wants us to grow in our trust, in our reliance on Him. Realizing that His answer and His timing may not be what we had in mind, but Lord, help us take You at Your will. Grant us patience as we wait for Your answer, or grant us trust as we maybe aren't seeing the answer, or we have been given the answer and our human side is not liking that answer. Be persistent with Jesus in prayer, exercising your faith. Don't walk away from Him. And we have a great example of that in our text with this mother who did not walk away from Jesus, even though at first sight it seemed like Jesus was ignoring her and then Jesus was dissing her. But that was not the case at all in either instance. She confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior. She knew who He was, even though she was a Canaanite woman, written off by many people as just an unbeliever, someone we're not even going to witness to. And yet, by the grace of God in her life, she had come across the truths about Jesus, and now, in her time of need, was able to come across Him and confess, Lord, have mercy on me. I need Your help, and only You can help, and You are Lord and Savior. Her daughter was suffering from a serious spiritual condition, which could also then have physical and mental impacts on her life. She was suffering from demon possession, common at that time and still is relevant today. Because Satan is not giving up. He wants the hearts and souls of people, and especially in the time of Jesus, again, not knowing what he was up to, he's trying to throw everything he can to stumble Jesus and to keep people from coming to Jesus. But the mother knew where to go to for her daughter. And again, it may seem like Jesus was dismissing her when he didn't answer at first, but he was testing her. She ended up being persistent in faith. She was exercising her faith. And then when the disciples come and say, Jesus, we know you went away for rest, and we know she keeps coming after you, and you don't seem to want to answer her, so just tell her to go away. What an exercise moment of faith for the disciples as well. Another teaching moment as they again did not get what Jesus was here to do. So Jesus answers her finally and says, well, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. Notice what he didn't say. I didn't come only for the lost sheep of Israel. but I came for the lost sheep of Israel. But as evidenced in our text, we know Jesus has come for all people, Jew and Gentile, male and female, slave and free, rich and poor. No one left behind with Jesus. So his responses to her were intentional. And again, another exercise of faith on her part, being persistent with Jesus. But even the dogs, and the dogs in this context are not the wild animals typically referenced, but the lap dogs, the ones in the homes. While they would not sit at the table, they would be under the table and they would get some crumbs, either that fell on the floor, or maybe you've never done this, you sneak a little bit underneath the table. And she said, even that would help. She got the help she was looking for. And she got so much more. You know, disciples, they got so much more too, to realize what Jesus was really up to, and that Jesus came for all people. Another exercise for their faith. And how many times has Jesus done that for you and me? We think he's blowing us off. It's just the opposite. He's exercising our faith, your faith. He wants you to be persistent with him in prayer, trusting in him, being persistent in his word, just like this mother in our text. And to make a confession of faith to Jesus and to others that, Lord, have mercy on us. You are the place to go, and that you are the Savior. And so to help us exercise this faith and to be persistent with Jesus, we need to be in the Word like we are doing right now. We need to be in that Word of God that he has put before us by inspiration throughout the week. And there are so many avenues to do this, through devotions that get emailed to you every morning, other websites that you can go to receive devotions. Open up the Bible yourself. Open up the catechism, Luther's Small Catechism, and read through it again. Not all at one time, but how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Take a section of the catechism, little by little. We need to do this because doubts creep into our minds and into our hearts daily. Is Jesus really with us? Does Jesus really care? We're going through trial and tribulations because hardships are there. We're going through hardships right now in various ways. Some of it's employment, some of it's health, physical, emotional, spiritual. Jesus knows the trials and the hardships are there in our life, and so he tells us to exercise our faith, be persistent with Jesus in prayer and with his word, because there's always room to grow in that word. If we're not growing, what are we doing? We're shrinking. We're dying. And so Jesus tells us, exercise your faith. Be persistent. Sometimes I'm going to withhold an answer to see where you're at. I know where you're at, Jesus says. I want you to know where you're at. And if you're not persistent with him, that's a sign. Oh, Lord, I've been shrinking away. I need to be positive with you. So exercise your faith, dear friends. And another way to exercise that faith is not keeping Jesus to yourself. He is for all people, as clearly evidenced once again through our readings. Don't write people off. Again, some would have written off this lady. The disciples were ready to write off this mother in our text. Don't write people off until their last breath. We don't know just by looking at someone or their background, where they came from, what country or site of town, if they're one of Jesus' elect. So don't keep Jesus to self. It might be through you that Jesus leads that person to him. Jesus didn't write off Rahab. He didn't write off the Apostle Paul. He didn't write off the mother. In our text, he didn't write off you. praise the Lord for this. And we need to not keep Jesus to ourselves, because the world we are living in, the world is in turmoil. And the world has done this to itself. I mean, again, by nature, we are without true fear of God and faith in God. But God has given plenty of opportunity for Him to be known and for people to have faith. But the world cannot help itself, apart from God, to stumble over itself. And so they remove the commandments, the one thing that can provide decent law and order. They try to stop the Bible from being preached, the one thing that can truly bring peace to this world, the peace that we need, not just for now, but for all eternity, a peace that helps people physically and mentally and above all spiritually, that peace that has come through Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior, who took the sins of you and Rahab and that Canaanite woman and Paul and all people to the cross, and left those sins there, never to be brought up against us again. And then He rose again from the grave, assuring us that death doesn't even have mastery over Him. And He's put us in a position to have faith and to exercise that faith. Don't keep Jesus to yourself. You are equipped to share Jesus. You have the gospel in your hand. You have the gospel in your heart and in your mouth. This is a powerful tool, this gospel. That's why Paul was not ashamed of it. Remember in Romans 1? Because it's the power of salvation for everyone who believes. We don't know who's listening into our conversations or reading our Facebook posts or whatever that might be. And even though he may not have intentionally given a witness to this or that person, yet by reading or listening to your words, the Holy Spirit can use that to bring them to Jesus and bring peace in their life. Again, the gospel is for all people. Romans reminds us everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how can people call on the name of the Lord but through you who have beautiful feet? Read that again in Romans 10. So, dear friends, exercise your faith. Be persistent with Jesus in prayer. Being in that word regularly, not keeping Jesus to yourself. You have the powerful tool before you to use. You are equipped to use it. So give thanks to God for the mercy shown in your life and the opportunity to show His mercy in the lives of others. Be persistent in prayer. What's on your mind? Be persistent in the word. Make the time to be in it and be persistent in sharing Jesus. Jesus reminds us that faith is recognized by its fruit. It was recognized by the mother's fruit. Show your trust by how you exercise your faith. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Just want to take this time to again thank you. Our council thanks you, and our congregation and church body thank you for your continued support of the ministry here at and through St. Mark's. So appreciate your gifts being sent in by mail, or if you're able to join us for our outdoor worship, or coming in during the week and dropping your gifts off, and also our auto-giving opportunity, which is found on our website. So again, God be with you and remain with you, and also with us, that we might continue to be able to share the gospel here and everywhere. We now join in the prayer of the church. Gracious God and Father, we praise you for the countless blessings which we receive from your hand, the beauties of creation and the bounties of the earth, the joy of life and the pleasure of friendship, the good of work and the gift of rest, the privilege to share happiness and sorrow with one another. Above all, we praise and thank you for your saving word and for your Son's body and blood, which you give us to eat and to drink in the sacrament. Through these means of grace, you send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and unite us to Jesus and to the whole Christian church on earth. Strengthen us through this heavenly food. Increase our trust in Christ and our love for one another. Great God and Lord, without your continuing help, we easily waver in our faith, lose courage, and grow careless in our watchfulness. The times and days are perilous. Give us strength to face the evils of each day with fresh confidence. Open our lips to speak of your grace, and move us to use the gifts that you give us to share your word of salvation with all people. Protect and prosper the family, the school, the government, and all good institutions that you have established for the benefit of society. Remember in mercy those who are sick and suffering, and bring your healing to troubled homes and lives. Move us to pray for those in need and to help them with deeds of kindness. Lord, as your prospering hand has blessed, may we give you of our best, and by deeds of kindly love for your mercies grateful prove, singing thus through all our days, praise to you, immortal praise. Lord, you are the giver of life, both physical and spiritual. We thank you for the hope, comfort, and peace we are able to receive from your word. As we mourn the earthly passing of Dan Johnson, the husband of Rebecca, and the sister of Pam Drennan, along with the passing of Kim Cummins' father, Garland, thank you for the opportunity to share the victory Jesus has won, which death has no mastery over. Comfort these families through your word and through family and friends. Help them be your witnesses during this time of grief, and yet also a time of celebrating the victory we have in Jesus. As it appears, Bev Heinitz will be singing soon in the halls of heaven. We thank you for all the tender mercies you've extended to her throughout her life. She is ready to meet you face to face. Until then, as you will, keep her body free from pain. Continue to strengthen husband Ed and family during this time. Help them to exercise their faith in you. Bring renewed daily strength, physical and spiritual, to Reno and Marilyn Zolinardo as they deal with the aches and pains that are afflicting them. Continue to refresh them with your firm promises as they know you are with them always. And for those celebrating a birthday this week, continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives. Continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary. With this in mind, Lord, now also hear us as we bring you our private petitions. Now, eternal God and Father, keep us in the saving faith and so enable us to overcome all things through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has also taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. The closing verse of I Hear the Savior Calling. Morning again. Just to highlight a couple of announcements. Again, Bible studies, they can be found online on our website. You can find those links, or staying connected to God's Word link on the website. You can find it through them also there. And just keep in mind, go to the weekly news, again, which is sent out by email or on that staying connected to God's Word link. Also on our website, you can find it in a different way. Keep that in mind as we also talk about what other Bible studies hopefully will be available coming up this new month of September. Next Sunday, if it works out, we'll try to have a 20 to 30 minute Bible study outdoors. The discussion will also be online, so we'll just keep that in mind. Those who want to stay, we'll talk about that next week more so, but we're thinking possibly relocate everyone then under that shady spot that's left if you want to stay for the Bible study next week. We did apply for the waiver so that our school could meet on campus. We did hear back that they received that waiver, but it'll be a while before we get an answer back. So as you know, things are changing every day with the situation and what's applicable and what's not, so just keep our school in prayer. We did start the week online this past week. So far, so good overall under the circumstances. May you continue to be an encouragement to others, and may you be encouraged as well. Exercise your faith in Jesus. Have a great day and week in the Lord. Thank you.